Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Hi, and hello, and good evening. I got to get my, I always write down everything I need to say on a piece of paper and then shove it in this bag. Sometimes I write it all down like a few days in advance and then I pull it out and I just go with it. I just say, well, this is what you thought you should say. So go ahead and read it. First, a Michael Jackson joke. No, I'm just kidding. I do have a terrible Michael Jackson joke, but I think I've already told it on another podcast, so I'm gonna abstain right now. Because, well, you listen to all this. Everybody listens to my podcast also listens to Never Not Funny, and I did it on there. So check out Never Not Funny if you don't listen to it already to hear an amazing Michael Jackson joke I didn't just tell. So we're at the UCB Theater right before Comedy Death Ray. Tonight's summer jam at Comedy Death Ray. It's a totally unannounced, awesome lineup. And these folks that are listening to my podcast right now live are going to get to stay in their seats if they bought tickets for Comedy Death Ray. My album, Unbalanced Load, comes out on August 4th on Comedy Central Control Records and iTunes. I wrote Sectral, and I still said it's Sectral, even though I know. And, of course, go to aspecialthing.com if you want to, for all your comedy news and views. And AST Records has records by me and Paul F. Tompkins. And so the winner of the shithead game this week was a gentleman by the name of BK Maynard on Twitter. He won a game that I played, and so he got to name who the shithead is at the end of the show tonight. And you know what? I forgot to write it down. Yeah, and now I'm going to have a hard time remembering who it was. It was a good one, too. It was one that I went, yeah, that is a shithead. And I usually write it down right here, and I didn't. So I'm going to have to think about it. Or maybe I can look at my, I could sneak a look at my Twitter and see if it's still on there. This is a great show so far. So I don't know if you guys have noticed my new Twitter game. It's called Fake Co-Stars, hashtag Fake Co-Stars. And I've come up with ones like Gregory Peck and Will Smith in Omen in Black. Mel Gibson and Marlon Brando in Apocalypto Now. And then a dude wrote into one to me on Twitter. His name's Jake Fincher, and he wrote Christian Bale and Will Ferrell in Dark Knight at the Roxbury. So that looks like fun. So let's bring out the guests. Let's get this going. I told you guys I was going to come up with theme shows from now on, and I'm sticking to what I said. I put together what I think is a terrific theme show. Please welcome, from the cast of the VH1 program Free Radio, it's Anna Vocino and Brian Husky. Let's hear it for both of them from that show on TV. There they are. Come on in, you guys. It's a nice audience. Now, you work on a show where you don't ever have, like, an audience there while you do radio, so this must be...
Unlike most radio that has exciting. Huge audiences.
Well, they're starting to now. They're starting to figure out that they should maybe put some bodies in there so that the listeners can hear how funny everything is.
They need a laugh track?
Or the sidekicks laugh. Like, that's the funny thing on Free Radio is there's no character that sits and laughs at everything that the other characters say.
Well... We fought really hard to have a laugh track in there.
Yeah, we did.
And
VH1 said no laugh track.
Yeah, and we were like, we'd like to get it from a Spanish television show and just lay it on top. But they said that wouldn't work because it doesn't translate. So
all right,
we walked away from that.
Well, Brian plays, of course, the beleaguered station manager there at the station with Moron in the Morning.
K-Bomb
FM.
That's right. And then Anna has to be on the morning show with Moron in the Morning.
The straight woman, as it were.
Wait, yeah, real quick, but you're really funny on there.
Let's see. Who's actually seen it?
Applaud if you've seen Free Radio. See, people have seen it.
Woohoo! Right.
See, that feels like
these guys in the front row are exciting. Now, but what about really Sonic political. Commercials? Who's seen Brian's Sonic commercials?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you a little story about Sonic.
Tell us
America.
About Sonic. Brian's got a lot to tell about Sonic.
Let me tell you a little story about those guys. Well, I'm a comedian, and so my dream is to be a character in a commercial. I want to portray Midwestern ideals in a safe environment. But when I do other things, like things for Funny or Die or for The Onion, they actually thought that they were a little distasteful. So they...
Not Midwestern.
Not Midwestern enough. So
really?
So they decided to sort of switch it up. So I would encourage everyone to not eat there anymore. I will tell you that per burger, there's 3 rat anuses in each patty.
Why don't we go ahead and pre-warn anybody else that if they don't put you in their commercials, you're going to tell people to not eat there.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Let's put McDonald's on alert.
Yeah,
let's put Burger King on alert.
All fast food.
You would be so much better than that chicken dance thing they've got on for Jack in the Box now.
It's pretty great, though.
It's crazy. Do you know all the moves already?
Totally.
You totally learned it like the Macarena?
It's huge. I don't want to put an entire corporation out of business, but they kind of ticked me off, so you don't cross a bald man like myself.
So they keep doing similar spots, but with different hilarious people?
Well, I kind of feel like they jumped the shark, because at one point they had a mother and then a 10-year-old boy. And that's like Adam Rich on 8 is Enough.
Yeah,
like
when they bring you're dragging in the little a 10-year-old into it, this is not real.
I'm being adopted. Show's going down the tubes.
Yeah, this isn't
Sonic's
real
done.
Improvised in a car comedy.
Yeah.
Like all of those commercials.
And then they took the lady who was my wife, and they paired her up with a person from work. And I thought they could have a whole hilarious storyline that I was, like, murdered or convicted of rape or something, you know, but they, no.
Nobody in the Midwest rapes, though.
No. Oh, well, I also suggest, how about if I cook
Why
up some
is
meth?
That?
And then I get put away for that. And
I can't let her comment slide. Why don't they do that in the Midwest?
It doesn't cross their mind, right?
They're either too cold or too sticky, depending on the time of year.
It's too humid. I can't rape you.
It's so humid. I can't rape.
I can't rape when it's that humid.
It's taking the rape out of me.
Do you know what humidity does to my
dick? Walking around covered in a blanket of not raping.
Of not raping.
But a blanket would come in handy. Like, wouldn't that be nice to be the gentleman rapist and throw down a blanket first?
I want to believe that some guys will do that.
There's got to be some, right?
There's got to be some.
I'm your gentleman rapist. Lay upon my fine quilt and I will take your mind from you for the next 20 minutes.
I will corner you in an alley and ask you to merely cuddle or hold hands.
Here's a flower. Now take off your knickers.
So I know, Brian, you're in... What movie did I see last year that you were in?
Step Brothers.
I knew it was one from that factory.
He did Parks and Rec.
Comedy.
He did an ep of Parks and Rec.
Oh,
and I saw
Parks
he was a pedophile.
I played a pedophile.
Yeah.
Which I'm
sure
love to talk about it, but this is I Love Movies.
No.
And, why did you play a pedophile? Like, was it one of those things where they stunt cast it?
They stunt cast it. Yeah, I showed him a picture of me with my child. They assumed I was a pedophile, so I was like, no, this is my child.
That's my child.
Your
she
kid's in your
me.
Twitter picture, right?
Yeah, that's okay. The one. They're like, look at that pedophile. Oh, he's hilarious. No, I was a little like, because I had auditioned for some of the other parts and stuff, and they're like, they're going to offer you a part. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, it's a pedophile. I was like, oh. Okay.
But it may recur.
All right. Do you have to go around every house in the neighborhood now and say, I need to warn you that
TV.
I'm playing
a
pedophile?
Yeah, he's not really a pedophile.
Yeah.
or maybe wear a big sandwich board when next time you go to the public pool.
Fictional pedophile.
Because to get it back to movies, remember that scene where Jackie or Haley gets in the pool and he's a pedophile in Little Children and everybody runs and screams out of the pool like it's scarier than when there's duty in the pool in Caddyshack? I thought that scene was ridiculous.
Well, that's based on fiction, though. That's from literature, and literature doesn't know how to play that.
How would that normally play? Like, a couple of people would be like, oh, there's that pedophile, and then they'd go back to swimming. Who wants to stop swimming?
Not if you don't want
it's
to stop swimming.
It's a hot summer day. I'm
you're
not getting out of the pool because I'm a pedophile.
You need to swim.
Now, if there's a shit
so
in the pool,
rape.
I'm gone. that should work, right?
Yes.
All right.
Good.
Pedophiles.
Have you guys seen any movies lately?
I saw 500 Days of Summer.
And it's cute, right?
It's cute.
Is it cute?
I liked it.
I had two opportunities to see it.
And you didn't, you're stupid.
Okay, well, that's
there you go.
That's pretty, yeah, that proves your point.
I know, it does, right?
There.
I argue well.
I saw, because I'm pretty much in the thick of it, I went to the L.A. Film Festival.
Oh, God. Oh.
Not a big deal. I know people who, I don't want to go into it.
Now you're proving her point.
Oh, it's huge.
What did you see there? What did you
see? I saw a movie called Black Dynamite that has not been released yet.
Holy
shitballs. That is awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
And what is it? It's an action movie?
It's a blaxploitation homage, but it's a comedy.
Nice.
Right.
And they just do a really great job of, it's not like I'm Gonna Get You Sucker where it's just totally like winky winky. Like they really play the style and the language and everything just perfectly, and then they just have a few little weird things that kind of like tilt it, you know what I mean? But it's really funny, so that's my endorsement. And I know
it's hard to pull something like that off without having a few gags.
They had a couple of things where it was about the production value, so like the mic comes in, that kind of thing, but they did it so sparingly that it was awesome. So that was great.
That's
I saw
great.
Food Inc.
Oh, that's supposed to be nauseating.
Really, it's nauseating.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see it. I'm fine with all the crap that I eat.
Yeah, why are you drinking rectal water here after seeing that movie?
Because it's what's offered. Because I'm thirsty.
That's all we have is the rectal water.
Yep. Rectal water.
But did you enjoy it, or were you just disgusted?
You know, I felt like it wasn't a lot of new information. Like, I felt like, you know... But I didn't realize that what they said, that like all these food companies are owned by like three or four major corporations, and I didn't know how they're like putting farmers out of business. And I just like, I don't know. I didn't know. There was no hope. I left, I'm so unhopeful about anything having to do with, and I love to cook. I'm a cook and I do all that stuff. So I was like, oh.
Hey guys.
I don't know. It was sad.
But isn't it, do you come out and you're just like, all right, I'm trapped. I can't do
anything.
Yes,
that's how I felt. You can only shop at Whole Foods and get, you know, fish for $50 a pound. And or else you're a total asshole and you're putting farmers out of business.
I can't shop at Whole Foods without thinking that Mickey Rourke should be behind the deli counter.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Because what he did in The Wrestler.
Oh, in The Wrestler, okay.
And I don't shop wherever he works in The Wrestler because it's not even
in the state. Don't shop there.
But I go to Whole Foods and they have that kind of deli counter.
Right,
and,
okay.
You know, and there's people back there working and I always look for him.
I really... I really
wish. And you've never seen him so far, right?
He hasn't been there, and Todd Barry hasn't been there yelling at anybody.
I know. I wish it had been located at a Whole Foods, and it was just like somebody was like, "Can I get Kobe beef, please?" He freaks out.
Yeah, it was kind of a crappier market in that movie.
A little bit,
but
a little bit.
I have very limited experience, so
and I only shop in Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's where I go. So that's what I'm going to do. All right, and you got any movies coming up that we should know about? Anything?
Did anybody see Land of the Lost? Yeah.
There you go.
Two people and the guy who mouth farted. Yes. We got a mouth fart. So I assume that's a yes and a no.
Yeah.
I'm
a brief flash.
I thought you were going Sleestak for a second.
So,
or your Chaka or something.
I was, I was one of the pylons. but they, I was in that so briefly. And I gave up a vacation to shoot it. They're like, "Can you come in?" I was like, "Great, yeah."
Wait, so they cut your part out, is
what
you're saying?
They had me improvise like
days
for 2 hours
of
stuff, and then they just cut it down to everything that was written. And they used one improvised line when my back is turned. So it could have been anybody going,
"How
yeah, that was probably looped."
Yeah,
that
totally.
Probably wasn't even used.
It was spliced together from various words I'd said, so it wasn't even what I said. Just a mishmash.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. It was.
I didn't see that movie because I like those guys.
Yeah.
And I can't shut. I can't keep my mouth shut.
I know.
I've been not seeing a lot of movies lately, actually. Because it's like, oh, they're nice guys. Why do I want to? So now all my reviews are just based on just, you know, absolute no knowledge whatsoever, except for like the trailer or whatever. What's going on with Free Radio in terms of you guys just waiting to find out?
We're waiting. They took 6 months last time to renew season one to season two. So, you know, I guess.
Yeah, when season two came on, it was kind of had a, okay, great.
We're going back to work.
Genius marketing, because you wait for your audience to disappear and forget that you exist.
Yeah.
Especially on VH1, they're like, "What's that shiny thing?" And then there's, we come along. So, but I think they're going to do a mashup with like Flavor Flav impregnates a whale or some weird, you know, there's definitely going to be a prostitute on the next season.
Yep.
He should impregnate the Twitter whale.
Mm-hmm.
Does that Twitter whale has bird babies that holds it up with nets?
It's so adorable.
It's so cute.
I punch a hole in my computer screen every time I see it. Really doesn't.
That means you're on Twitter too much.
It really doesn't work out so good. Oh, and I forgot to do another thing at the top of the show here that I wanted to do. But I'll do it with you guys sitting here. You don't have to help in any way. But I wanted to prove that any two actors could be, you could create a co-star, fake co-stars for those two actors. So let me get some names. Name an actor or actress for me, sir. Just anyone. George Clooney, that's a good one. Okay, and you right there. I wasn't pointing to you, but I'm going to take it because when someone screams Peter O'Toole,
you better fucking listen.
You know,
Peter O'Toole!
You
better,
you know, that's been locked and loaded for a while.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "Somebody ask me for an actor's name or euphemisms for dicks." So finally somebody asked.
The quest is over.
So we have George Clooney and Peter O'Toole. Okay, so my challenge is by the end of this podcast, I'm going to think of a movie that the two of them would co-star in. I'm
like a brand new made-up movie?
Peter O'Toole. Like a mashup title.
Mashup title, okay.
Yeah, but I can't use yours. I got to come up with my own. You had one, though?
I just said Gentleman Rapist.
That's not exactly how the game works, but
I don't care.
But that doesn't stop people on Twitter.
Rules,
I get the most amazing things on Twitter where I'll like say, "What do you think a movie would be with Will Smith and Tom Cruise?" And the answer I'm thinking of is Hancock Tale. And
you get stuff like
Hancock
awesome.
Tale. And I get, I guess people get writing in just going, "A Few Good Men, 7 pounds. And I'm like, okay, nice try. That was fun. Okay, so let's play some games. Let's play, this first one is called...
Oh my God, I'm terrified.
This first one's called Build a Title, and the idea is that we take turns adding a title to a movie title and make a crazy long title, and the winner is someone who gets us to a point where we can't think of anything to put on either end.
What do
of
we win?
The title.
Do we win something?
No,
that
not
might motivate
really.
Me
I could give
more.
You this bag and then carry around my book the rest of the night like a loser. No. I don't know what's worse, carrying around
don't
a book or a bag with a book in it. But
that book that you'll never read.
It says Westwood One on it because I was on the. That's
the
what they
line.
Give you when you're on Love Line. So
yeah.
You already have
yeah,
one,
I
right?
I got one.
It's a nice item. So
yeah, it's eco-friendly.
So
did
the
yours
title
have KY jelly in it.
It has a it had a bunch
Wasn't
of weird stuff in it, like a lot of caffeinated drinks.
Yeah,
like,
caffeinated drinks and KY jelly.
And KY jelly, like,
yeah,
you know, make a night of it.
Right.
So
exactly.
Drink some caffeine and do a lot of weird stuff with lube.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to be sleepy when dealing with lubrication.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You don't want to fall asleep and slip and hit your head. So okay, so the movie I picked to start build a title. Is in honor of the free radio cast being here, is a classic motion picture about radio called Straight Talk with Dolly Parton and
love
and
love
James Woods.
Terrific.
And it makes my skin crawl whenever somebody calls him James Wood.
James Wood.
Why do they do that? Who does that?
Because people are stupid. They say Sally Field. They say. Or wait, it is Sally Field.
And they
add
Sally
an S.
Fields.
They add an S to be wrong.
Yeah.
It is.
Sally
not.
Fields.
Oh, I've been living Fields. A fucking lie for so
and
long.
And James Woods and Sally Field.
Yeah.
That's the correct way.
Okay.
Straight talk.
I told you all. Okay. So let's start with Anna. You have to add a title that, so you okay. need something that ends in the word straight or a sound alike or something that begins with the word talk. That's a motion picture according to Len Maltin's 19.
Ends in the word straight.
Yeah, so that
so it can
so
be
straight's
a
the first word of the title
suffix.
We have. No, it just needs to. I can't think of any other way to use the word straight as part of another word.
Oh, okay, I see what you're
you
saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So it has to be has to end with the word straight. So a way to go here would be go ahead and say one that begins with the word talk. If so you know a movie, the title it begins with
begins
the word talk.
With talk. Straight talking to the devil.
You don't have to say straight again, but also...
I thought, but you said it comes a long title.
It does, but I'll fill in the long title part.
Oh, I was recapping, sorry.
Okay. All right.
But there's a movie called Talk to the Devil.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Who's
is
in
it?
That?
Pierre O'Toole, George Clooney.
Don Cheadle and Odette Yustman.
So now you're taking a wild guess that this made-up title has actual actors in it that we've heard of?
Yep.
Okay. Because you didn't have to do that. You could have just said, I believe it's a real movie.
I believe
and then
it's
I would have looked
said,
it up.
Yes. And then you pushed me
I did
for
push
answers.
You.
It was
did.
A queen
it was ungentlemanly.
I was totally pushy and ungentlemanly. And I'm going to go back to my side of the table
talking,
now.
It's talk. Talking.
Okay, so you're going with talk to the devil.
Uh-huh. I think I said talking
I think
to
you'd
the
have
devil.
A better shot with talk to the hand. To be
Damn
honest
it.
With you, which
right,
I think
I'm
was
out.
Turned into a movie, was it?
That was a Marcel Marceau.
It was a Marcel Mind Marceau humor. Vehicle that he pedaled up in without a vehicle.
He rode his imaginary bike on.
Yeah, talk to...
It's free.
There's only one talk to anything title,
talk
and it's
to
not
her.
To the devil.
It's talk to her.
Look at you.
Oh,
sneaking
in with a new answer
but
on
I only
me.
Thought of it afterwards, after I got all... bravado filled.
Yeah, okay. you were full of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to go down to
now it's straight.
Brian. Right.
And so you can't
can
do straight talk
you can
to
use her as the first word.
Okay.
Oh.
Or straight as the last word.
Feel it.
Oh, as the last
and she's
word.
She's shoving it in your face even though I gave her a second chance. Mm. She's turning on you. And I'm playing too. When it comes around to me, I'm gonna add something.
So I feel like a grandfather. Now, hold on. What? So, it either starts with her or ends with straight.
Just start with her.
Yeah,
start
yeah.
with her.
If
it's
you got
easier.
One that starts with the word her, that'd be great.
Sure I do. Get ready for this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just get my mouth ready to say these words. Because it's going to be fucking crazy. Her no liking me.
At least mine sounded like a real one.
It's a it's about a hilarious Asian grocer who has a crush on a young Cameron Diaz. This was her breakthrough role.
It's before she did The Mask.
Yeah.
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 her.
All right, so Brian's out.
No, hold on a second. then... I had one for straight, but you changed the rules, and this is stupid, and I'm angry.
Oh, one that starts with straight?
Yeah.
No, that was never part of it.
That was...
I just had the one that starts with straight like to start it rules. Off, but you can... Do you want to try again, or are you going to stay with her, me, likey?
I'm... No, her, no, likey, me.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
You're thinking about the sequel. So, which was stupid.
Okay, so just for the sake of moving this along a little bit, I'm going to tell you my thing that I'm going to add, then we'll go back to Anna and see if she can come up with one. Okay. I'm adding to, at the beginning, the gang who couldn't shoot straight. So that gives us the gang who couldn't shoot straight talk. And... Now we really need something. We need something either ends in gang, or starts in don't. No answers from the audience.
Gang
and or begins with her.
See, when she gets it, this is.
Well, I mean, the game should be over by now. You both lost.
I know we did.
So that's.
I
just
want
to keep going just to
her.
Make a long title because it's fun. What?
I saved it by going talk to her by calling that one out.
Yeah, that was a good one. You could have, there were some you could have picked that would then, there'd be, someone could build another title on top of that, but, you know, you could also argue that you're playing strategically.
Mm-hmm. You could argue that.
You could make that argument. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, can you think of any movies that begin with her?
With a large man.
Her.
Sometimes folks walk in late. They feel
That's
bad about
That's
walking
fine.
In
they
late.
They shouldn't feel bad. Don't make them Total feel bad page. By keeping talking about it.
All right. Welcome to the reading show.
Her.
So what do you think about words, I mean, titles begin with her? Do you think there are any?
Hold on.
I'm looking them up just to end everybody's misery.
Oh, I know there's one. It's like her...
I nice. Asked you not to help.
I didn't even hear
But
it.
I also
you
am kind of
like
glad that you
Peter
did.
Hercules.
Oh, Hercules.
Let's go with Hercules in New York.
Hercules
let's
in New York.
Let's pretend you said that.
Oh, we can do that?
Because now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Because now New York's the easy one.
Yeah, the
one.
Game's really over. We're just having fun now.
Okay.
Hercules in New York is
a
real movie.
Anymore?
So
Read
now,
the whole thing.
Now we've
the
got
thing.
The gang who shouldn't shoot straight talk Hercules... In New York. Talk Hercules in New York. Yes. So
Hercules in New York.
So it's on you, Brian, to now you just have to come up with a movie that starts with the words New York. Or just York, if you're weird. Oh, he's on his feet, everybody.
Oh, God.
This just got intense.
Okay, New York Stories.
Oh, okay.
Me no likey. New York Stories.
Yeah, it doesn't rank up there in any of those three gentlemen's best work.
So I'm back.
Who's
in,
it?
Right?
Woody Allen, Coppola, and Scorsese? Yes. Yes. Don't answer.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
I
right.
said.
I'm right.
That's what I said with my eyeballs.
All right. Gang who could shoot straight talk Hercules in New York Stories. So now we need something that begins with stories or ends in gang. Stories.
Did you guys just hear that audible yawn?
I know.
It was like,
okay.
Somebody's curling up with their little teddy bear.
Totally dropped a yawn bomb on us. And it's just a weird coincidence, but there's also a gentleman sitting right here who looks like Yanni.
I take it he gets that
He's
all the time.
He's my friend, and he gets that all the time. He's a talented magician, not musician. Although he's also a musician. Holy shit. He's like Yanni, but with more interesting stuff going on.
He's a multifaceted
okay,
Yanni.
So I shouldn't stall anymore. I can't think of something that begins in stories, except for maybe, was there something called Stories My Father Never Told Me? Does that sound like something?
That
maybe?
There's storytelling.
Stories.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
All right, this game is over.
Stories.
No. I declare this game over, but I want to look and see if there really is a
Stories
My Father Never
Told
Me.
Stories of a fifth grade nothing. That's tales. Can you use synonyms?
There is storytelling. You're right about storytelling.
No big deal, guys.
Oh, there's a lot of ones that begin with story. Stormy weather.
What, stormy?
Stormy penis.
No, stories.
Stormy penis.
Stormy.
Stormy.
I ran with it. I decided to do a sound alike.
I feel like the rules are very vague.
It's
to
really,
this.
They are.
It's really loose
they
here.
Like
the rules
like
are just for me to mess with you
very
guys.
Very whimsical.
It's all about just fucking with you guys.
I really need to get into this college, Mr. Benson. Please. This tist is
please
so weird.
Stop. Please stop hazing me with weird movie title games. All right, let's do this.
What?
Wow, that was pretty good. But I'm going to have to ask for one final time. Do not yell out answers.
Shut your dirty mouth.
No, that was good, though. A story-easy writer.
That's good.
And then...
that was actually really
then
good.
Then we need a movie that begins in Ryder, and the whole nightmare will start all over again. So I'm sorry I ever did this. I'd like to apologize to my guests, to the audience, to the entire Jackson family. For everything I've said about them.
Stormy penis.
So now Joe Jackson is saying that he never beat Michael. So now either dead Michael Jackson's a liar or Joe Jackson's a liar. And I'm talking about Joe Jackson the singer, not the father of the Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh. You're talking about the skinny British white dude.
The guy that sings that song about jumping and jiving or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just looked in my bag.
For?
There's no, I thought.
What are you?
I was like, is there
lube?
Anything in this bag to make this show pop?
Lube.
But there is. It's not in the bag. It's on the table. It's time for the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay.
And people love it. People love to not yell out the answers to it as we play.
That's what they love the most about it.
People love doing that.
Yeah. They love not participating.
They love not getting involved.
They love.
Because that's the great thing about listening to other podcasts. You can stand there on the treadmill and scream, you know, the answer over and over again.
I really hope somebody's working out to this.
They do.
Really great.
maybe more like long drive.
They should go ahead and message us. If they're listening, now is the time to message us and tell us that you're treadmilling right now.
I don't think my... Oh, wow, that would really be somebody that's really got it going on that they could text us while listening to us while
on
the treadmill.
Yeah.
And they've also invented a time machine of some sort. Because they won't be able to listen to this for till next
weekend.
That's
what the treadmill's for. It operates the time machine.
They're still going to be treadmilling next week, though.
Yeah, but then I guess they could message us then.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant right now.
Leonard Maltin game.
Here we go. This weekend's Comic-Con, so a lot of you might be listening to this podcast.
Black Dynamite's playing there.
Through a lot
I'm not
of
even in the movie guys.
You might be listening to it through a lot of tears because you can't be at Comic-Con. So just to make you feel worse, I've dedicated the game this week to Comic-Con. And so all the movies that I've chosen are in the sci-fi or science fiction, SF, or fantasy realm.
All right, I might know those.
I just want to quickly say that the SYFY logo on the sci-fi network is one of the most bullshit things that's ever happened.
Ever.
Because that says sci-fi.
Right. No, they're changing the whole thing.
It doesn't say sci-fi. They're going back to another thing.
They're doing that whole like sci-fi thing. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
It's terrible.
I'm telling them if they don't goddamn stop it, I will just go ahead and watch my DVDs of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Which I should be doing in the first place.
Yeah, why aren't you
Because then there's
that?
No commercials.
Why aren't you doing that? You own them. Why do you wait for them to come on TV?
I honestly don't. I've never watched sci-fi. I just hate the title. I mean, I hate that it says sci-fi on the screen. Because you're like, what is this?
Oh, it's sci-fi.
It's sci-fi.
The Undersea Kingdom channel of sci-fi.
Sounds like a teddy bear name.
Our first movie is from 1985.
Sure.
Okay.
It's science fiction or fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Leonard Maltin says about it, the not too kind kids might enjoy it. Oh my God. I just got a text from my friend Steve Agee, and it says, "Hey Doug, just want to let you know that I'm listening to the podcast right now on the treadmill."
No.
It's hilarious.
Husky sucks.
And then
though.
It says Husky sucks though at the end.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
See? See?
Magic can happen if you just dream
See?
It.
Yep.
Man.
No, I'd like a very heavy sedative because I can't sleep at night.
It's sci-fi at work.
All right. And there's six names that you have to bid with here to determine the sci-fi Science fiction, fantasy.
Are you going to give us one of the names, or we bid?
That Leonard, you have to bid down how many names you're going to do it in.
Okay.
Kids might enjoy it, Leonard
says. Might enjoy it.
It's from 1985.
Okay.
Some people in the audience already know it, I bet. But how many names do you think you can get it in? 6 through 0 names.
5.
She can do it in 5 names, Brian. So you could say, I could do it in 4 or less. You can underbid her.
Or I could be honest.
Or
say
you could
6.
Say, name it. Or, again, you could change the time-space continuum.
Yep, and have Steve Agee fall off his treadmill and break his ankle. Fat fuck.
Steve Agee is not on a treadmill.
No, he does not know where they
are. That is not.
He would not be able to locate them. He doesn't understand them.
He saw one in a hotel once when he was, you know...
Do they have giant
hamsters? Had a place
here?
Where he needed to take a girl. Okay, so you can do...
4.
He says he can do it in 4 names, Anna. How many names do you think you could do it in? You could either say name that movie or do less names.
Listening to your past podcasts, you don't always choose very
brown noser
obvious movies. No, it's a strategy.
It's a tough game.
It is.
It's a tough game. So I'm going to say name that movie.
All right. So Brian has to name it in 0 names. Here we go. No, you get
4.
1985.
You get 4 names.
1985.
4 names. This is from the bottom of the cast list up. But I must say, the first name is very helpful.
He didn't tell you that detail that he was going to name it from the bottom up, did he? That's new information. No.
Well, that's how it is every week. But, you know, I know he said he was listening to it while the kids were playing.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, first name is Billy Barty. Then you also get Alice Playton, David Bemmet. He's nobody. He's a nobody.
David Bemmet, if you're listening, please text us.
I think he's... Okay. And then your 4th name would be Tim Curry.
Oh.
It's a sci-fi fantasy movie the kids might enjoy from 1985.
I'm going to say Labyrinth?
Oh, that was a really good guess.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
What is it, you guys? Legend.
Somebody
else said Back to the Future.
Tim Curry.
They said a weird voice, so I think they're auditioning to replace somebody on Futurama.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Okay, so nice try, Brian. It was Legend, directed by what's his name, Ridley Scott, and starring Tom Cruise and Mia Sara. And so Billy Barty was what I thought was a giveaway because he's a little person. And so he was only in movies that have, you know, little persons and weird
costumes.
I don't
see those kinds
of movies.
And
there's Legend and Willow.
You should stay away from those.
I do not
see
those.
They're almost always freaky. Okay, here we go. So you get the point for that, Anna, and you also get to start the bidding on this movie from 2001 that is a science fiction or fantasy movie.
Okay.
It won an Oscar in its year, 2001, for original score. And you have 14 names with which to deal with. Yeah, that's the clue. Very esoteric clue. I don't know what esoteric
clue is. I gotta say 8 names.
She's going 8 names on this one.
So now I say something.
That would be nice.
Uh-huh.
You're getting it faster than TJ Miller, and that's something. You could be only the second worstest player in the history.
I like you as worstest
of the podcast.
Okay. I'm gonna say 6.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Taking it down 2 notches on you.
Sure, why not?
It's a dangerous game you're playing.
Score. I gotta try for 5.
Okay, Brian, where's that put you? You going to make her name it, or are you going to go 4? Or less, you could do another double skip.
Name it. You got to name it.
Okay.
Okay, you get 5 names.
Okay.
2001.
2001, original score Oscar.
Mm-hmm. And the names are, these are some pretty good names.
Okay.
Ian Holm.
Nice.
Sean Bean.
Okay.
Hugo Weaving.
Okay.
Christopher Lee. And Orlando Bloom.
So it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it is.
Yay!
Man.
That movie is so...
And you didn't even have to
That movie has 14 people you've heard of.
And you were going from the bottom up?
That was bottom up.
Wow.
I mean, Billy Boyd, I wouldn't know other than those movies. But Dominic Monaghan, we now know from Lost. Cate Blanchett, we now know from all that shit she does.
Yeah, she's done a couple films.
She plays men and stuff, so yeah, she's all, you know, we know
versatile.
Her. And then Sean Astin, Viggo Mortensen, Liv Tyler. This movie's fucking...
That's the easiest.
Elijah Woods, top billed over all those amazing people.
Yeah.
He comes in and goes, I look weird, and that's his whole part.
That's it.
Like, I have it.
Big blue eyes, right. That's it.
Yeah. All right, so wow. Anna did it again.
Wow, there you
Bing
go, that's
bang.
An easy one.
Let's get another one going. She gets to start the bidding. This is from 1971.
Oh.
Yeah, going
it.
Way back.
Forget it.
I was 3 years
There's only
old.
Four names.
Oh. Oh, no.
It's Stephen Bochco co-wrote the script. We normally know him from television, where
from
you guys
the law.
Work. 1971. How many can you get it in four names? Anna.
Five, please.
Okay, she's going five names. Five I will names. Make up an extra name.
Thank you. I guess Stephen Bochco counts as a name.
I'm going to say one.
That's what I was going to do, is just say... Yeah. You think you know it?
No, I'm just...
Name that movie.
Bullshitting.
Name that movie.
You want me to name that movie?
Yes,
gonna,
I do.
Sure, go ahead. Here we go. Get ready.
All right, I didn't expect that move.
Oh, yeah.
That was Renegade right there.
It's kind of an interesting move that you pulled out on me.
I'm a loose cannon. Let's and see. Not smart. So that combination.
A dumb loose cannon.
I'm a dumb loose cannon.
You're a dumb loose cannon.
All right. One name. This name wouldn't do anything for me if I were playing.
Well, you're not me.
Don't say David Bemmett.
Let's do
that
this.
One name is Jesse Vint.
Oh, yeah. JV. Not junior varsity, just JV.
Jesse Vint.
Jesse Vint, who is the lead in This Wine is Delicious. No? Not good?
No.
It was based on a Philip K. Dick short story.
Oh. Why are you giving him clues now?
No, This Wine is Delicious. He's right.
I thought you were talking about Bochco.
He got it right, and I'm just adding more facts.
Okay, so 1971?
Got it.
1971?
Yeah.
Alice doesn't live here anymore.
You know what? You know what?
Name You're
gonna,
other name.
If that came
too.
Out in 71, then I'm going to give you a part of a point.
I get a fraction?
Even
you
though,
get a fraction.
Even though, I guess it was kind of science fiction-y.
You know what? I totally forgot that the category. So I was
Oh, does
just...
that help you, the category?
Sure.
The genre,
Alice,
nice
Silent
genre.
Running.
He really pulled it out once he remembered what the category was. That is...
Was it really?
That is insane.
That's insane.
Yeah. You see, Asperger's is weird, guys. You can't tame it.
Wow.
Always surprising me.
I still want to know
always
when Alice Doesn't
me.
Live Here Anymore came out. But he okay, so we've got... it's 2-1. Right? Or have you gotten 3 points already?
Just two.
Okay, so it's 2-1, so yeah. We got to do another one. But I want to find Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore and satiate
under
my... Because I bet you it's around there, but it's probably a little later. Alice Doesn't
70,
Live Here Anymore. 74, yeah.
It's close.
But yes, you didn't need the extra point because you actually got the thing.
I get a point for the
So you get a point, and you get to start this next one off.
If I could find
You know what? This
it,
is fun all of a sudden.
One.
It's fun when you're great at it out of nowhere.
I'm
did you
impressed.
Like,
that was
did you take steroids in between questions or during the question? You
yeah.
suddenly were great
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, you know what? I just
I'm
realized, oh, wait, I'm in public. Oh, no. I better focus up.
This is from 2003. It's a science fiction or fantasy.
Yes.
I'm going to...
Just thank you for recapping that.
I'm going to remind you this time.
A musical.
A former guest of I Love Movies is in this movie.
Oh, no.
And you have eight names
What's
with which
again?
To
I'm
deal
sorry?
With.
2003.
2003. Terrible year.
It was it was 1988. I wrote down 2003, but it's 1988.
What?
Okay.
What is it?
All right.
Hold on. No. What?
I know. It's weird. I do not know how
tactic.
I went from looking at it here to writing it over here.
So it is 1988.
Yeah.
It was
I gave
year
it a five-year
butter.
Upgrade. I was like, it felt 5 years later that this came out. Yeah, exactly.
He's having a slow
How many
heart
times
attack?
Do I have to tell you to not yell out the answers? Okay, so yeah, 15 years later.
Okay, so let me just recap. This is a musical.
Yes.
From 1962.
Yes. About right? Butter.
About Butter.
About Butter.
88, science fiction, and how many?
About Butter is a great clue, by the way.
Yeah.
It really gives it away. There's only so many musicals from 62 about Butter.
Oh, Creamy.
It wasn't like Creamy. When there was suddenly two Meteor movies or two. okay, so here we go. Eight names. I hope I wrote that down right. Eight names.
I don't even understand.
And Brian gets to start with eight names or less. How many can you do it in?
I'm gonna say two.
You're leaping all the way to two.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to play poker with you. Because you have a wild
really
style.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy shit happens. Anna, what do you think? Do you want him to name it in two or do you want to try one?
I think he needs to name it in two.
Okay.
Because now that you said 1988, I probably don't know what it is.
It's either 1988 or 2003.
It's either one.
We know that it fell within a 15-year range.
Was it remade in 2003?
This will never be remade.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Here we go. You get two names.
Okay.
Go for it.
Here we go.
The first one is the aforementioned former guest on the show, Kevin Pollak. And then the other name is Pat Roach, who they called Cock on the set for fun.
Mm. Short circuits?
Okay, first of all... I would never. I guess that's a fantasy.
That's science fiction.
It's science fiction.
It's about a robot, guys.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Or Blade Runner.
No.
Nope. One.
No to both of those. It's.
Hold on. Wait. Let me guess.
Really? For the steal.
I don't know. Ghostbusters.
You were that enthusiastic about guessing when you didn't have a guess yet? That's fun. Let me guess. Willow. It's Willow.
I said Willow earlier.
You did win.
When we were talking about another movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I was yapping while she was talking, probably.
There.
I probably talked over you.
I contend that Willow is a period piece
drama.
No,
we were talking about the talking about the little people. And I said little people were in Willow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was concentrating on the game.
Should have known. I should have known you were little people sci-fi focused.
Under the Rainbow.
Yeah, there are little people in every one of these. Some other ones that I picked. Let's see if there's another one that I picked out.
Under the Rainbow was always on when I was homesick with a fever. So I hate that movie because it reminds me of having horrible fevers and vomiting.
It's a madness movie. It's a terrible.
Yeah, it makes you insane even if you're not. And I couldn't think of a George Clooney, Peter O'Toole mashup. I thought I'd be so good at it. We got one in the audience. What? Oh. Lawrence of Syriana. Okay.
Venus 13.
if you want to drag those people into it. What'd you go up with?
Venus 13.
Okay. That does sound like a movie, though, like a space movie. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go?
I don't. We do a show here on Fridays called Soundtrack. It's 9:30. Come see it.
Here at the UCB Theater
at the
in Los Angeles.
So if you're listening to this in the Midwest where you're raping and eating at Sonic, come on out.
And we're hoping Free Radio comes back for more.
Yeah, we hope Free Radio
waiting
comes
to find
back.
Out.
Just follow us on Twitter and then
you'll keep everybody
that's the
updated.
Thing.
Anna Vo on Twitter and Brian Husky.
The Brian Husky.
Oh.
Which I now...
Because somebody else snagged Brian Husky?
Yeah. And then there's the Brian Bosane. And I'm like, oh, we're both bald. We're both hilarious. We're
so
both brilliant.
Yeah.
So all it looks like I'm copying.
Start a trend.
So
you totally copied him. I'm going to Twitter that.
I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline July 30th to August 2nd. You go to punchlinecomedyclub.com for information. And I also don't remember who's a shithead.
Pardon me?
What?
Brian Husky is a shithead.
Oh. There we
now
go.
It's time for Doug to one another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.